Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But listen, this is so important. If you want to prepare for this move of God, Kat Kerr is prophesying here specifically about what has to be done. You want to be a part of it. But one way of being a part of it is listen to what Jesus said. He told us, listen, before you do something for me, before you bring your gift to the altar, if your brother has something against you, go make it right. As a matter of fact, let's listen to what she has to say right here when she's being interviewed on Elijah List.
Because this is a very focused time. Be focused in your priorities. Make sure you can go back as much as possible. Have restorations with people who were not happy with you, no matter whose fault it was. It's going to be your job to make that restoration happen.
Right.
That doesn't mean you want them to repent to you. That means you're going to go to them and say you're sorry that they were upset about something, but you're praying for them, you care about them. If you're going to be out there doing something big for God, then you have to make sure that what's behind you is not left. You can't hide things. Don't have hidden wounds in you. Get rid of all the wounds, because he's giving you something brand new to do in this time, or brand new or new ways to do it that will be powerfully seen, will be very visible. The things he'll do with us now won't be behind doors anymore.
Wow.
It'll be out there for the world to see. The internet will go viral with many of these things that'll happen.
This is so exciting, because it makes me think of the words of Jesus when he says in Matthew 5:21. As a matter of fact, take a look at this, John.
You have heard,
this is the words of Jesus. Now.
You have heard that it was said of those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says you fool will be liable to the hell of fire.
It all has to do with how we're treating each other.
Yeah. So if you are offering your gift at the altar,
which means you're going to go do something for God.
Right.
This move's coming up. It's like, I want to do something for God. But he's saying it before you do that.
And there, at that moment, while you're doing something for God, remember that your brother has something against you. Leave your gift, therefore, before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Matthew 5:21-24.
That's so important, because then your ministry is going to be acceptable, and we're doing ministry for the Lord and others, not for ourselves anyway.
That's right.
So we want to be able to make that thing right.
Pure heart, innocent, right before the Lord.
And it's important to live your life that way, always. Just every moment should be that way. That way you don't have to go back and balance your books or anything like that, right?
Every other day, right?
You might as well make it right now, because
you'll
make it right. It's just very, very important. And you're not looking for people to get right. You're just making sure that you're right with them the best you could. But listen, not only that, and we talk about, you know, the entertainment mountain and what God's doing, but God is even specifically going to take Hollywood back.
Mm.
Kat Kerr talks specifically how God's going to begin to take Hollywood back. It's already begun. Check it out.
And there will be many extremely wealthy people that will get born again that will want to put their money into the kingdom, like, immediately. I'm talking about celebrities. Oh, the third thing on the list,
okay.
He is taking Hollywood.
Nice.
Saying everything you've seen before now, it's just something, a lot of things have been happening behind the scenes. A lot of main actors, actresses are getting born again. But what will be coming out of Hollywood at the end of 2 years, but it's going to start this year, will be powerful. Does it mean it'll all be Bible stories? But he's going to change the content in a lot of these movies.
Yeah.
And the ones who don't want to do it won't remain.
That's so exciting when you think about it. We've been praying about the mountain. You know, VFNKB is all about, VFN Kingdom Business is about taking the seven mountains.
Yes.
And some of those mountains are the entertainment mountain, but also the business and education mountains. And God is showing me very specifically this thing taking place. You know, she talks about specifically people with wealth and people in entertainment that have wealth. They're going to be touched in such a certain way. They're going to want to give financially. Well, Lord, show me specifically. He gave me this prophetic night vision, this dream where he showed me he was moving. He's going to move in schools. God's glory is going to be in the schools. I'm in elementary age schools. I'm seeing younger schools where God is just moving powerfully. And his glory is going to be in these certain schools, or in all schools, but in the school and education. Our children are going to experience the glory of God. And I know that Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, is setting up for 2019 to be able to bring in the young people so they can soak in the glory of God.
Wow.
I mean, this is so important for our young people to experience God and his glory. But God showed me, so all of a sudden the glory is all over the school, and everybody's just, understand, when the glory of God falls, everything's right. Everybody wants to stay. Nobody wants to leave. And the kids are just going after God. They want more of God. And even somebody from the outside started actually attacking one of the children and verbally assaulting them and saying, what's going on? And all of a sudden the whole society says, don't mess with that kid.
This is a dream.
This is a dream, prophetic dream. And so then the glory's there, and all of a sudden nobody wanted to leave. The teachers didn't want to leave. The students didn't want to leave. And all of a sudden this choir began to sing, and this choir was just everyday folks that are just came together and they're singing, but they were kind of tattered and torn from life and that type of thing, and they needed help. Well, the somebody from the Entertainment Mountain that I've named their names, you know who they are, they were so touched by the glory of God and the presence of God when they saw that there was a need. And everybody wanted to give, John. I mean, in the glory, nobody was like, everybody's like, where do I give? Where do I give? Where do I give? But in this aspect, this one particular entertainer is talking to me. And she says, you know, I want to be able to give where they never want again. Mm. And God's going to begin to shift the spirit of poverty off of the church, the spirit of poverty off of so many different areas, and blessings going to come. But the issue was, that money could not be given directly to them because they haven't developed the character and integrity to be able to maintain that blessing, because they've been given wealth and over a period of time and over the years. And even though they were like in their 30s and 40s or whatever, they just squandered the wealth. They didn't have the character and integrity. So God's going to begin to establish, you know, hubs, if you would, that are going to be able to just kind of trickle out the blessing as you teach character and integrity. So if you need to, if you've been challenged in that area, you know, get up under some training and some encouragement. And character is the, in integrity is the courage to meet the demands of reality. If you medicate, if you intoxicate, if you entertain yourself to death when demands are made from you about, you know, your life, and, you know, that's not having the character integrity you need. What it is to be able, it's hard, life's hard. Somebody, you know, many people the biggest lies have been told in the last 8 years or so is life's not hard. And then they just say, you know, medicate yourself when you find out it is, or blame your folks because life's hard.
Only hard for you, not for everybody else.
Correct.
Everybody.
But the thing about it, God's designed us to be able to take dominion in life and to be able to function in life. We've got to have integrity. You know, everybody's not perfect. Things, you know, we make mistakes, but the majority of life, you want to be able to have that kind of integrity. And it's the courage to meet the demands of reality. So what God showed me was people were going to meet, even if you had that struggle, people are wanting to meet that need. God's going to touch their hearts and want to be able to meet your need. But you're going to have to get up under some authority, some accountability, and start growing in your character and integrity, because God's going to give those folks the money, the wealth and the wisdom that you're going to need to pour that into your life for the goal to give you what you need to be able to succeed. Because just dumping money in your life, it doesn't work.
Doesn't solve.
If you don't have the care, I think about the lottery winners, like 70% all of
them. Most of them go broke. They can't manage it.
I think it's 70% go bankrupt within the first some odd years or whatever it is, because they got to have character and integrity. And so God's going to do it. I mean, he's literally, Lord, show me this great wealth transfer. The glory of God's coming. The tsunami of God's glory is coming across. And we've actually seen this, not only tsunami for a political party like Champ's seen, but we've literally seen the tsunami waves coming. Just wave after wave after wave. You know, we found out that Pat Hamilton's a surfer.
Yes.
He's riding this
wave.
An avid surfer. Even his wife was surprised that she was surfing. Tracy, you know, she was like on a boogie board or something going down like that. And I think that Jonathan was like doing something. Yeah, something. We got to pray for him.
And Bertha.
That's a sort. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it was. So anyway, listen, this is exciting. The things that God's doing is so powerful. And you're looking at the education mountain, the business mountain, the entertainment mountain, the government mountain, the faith mountain. God's taking his church back. The future of the church is going to be so awesome, what God has in store. But you got to be ready for it. If you didn't catch our last program, find out about it. Because imagine 1,000 people a week getting saved and coming to join your church. Could you handle it? Would you be upset they showed up? Do you have a passion for them? Are you willing to raise them up? Well, God's looking for people who will love his children the way you love your own children, that you'll take care of them, that you will disciple them, that you will love them in their mess on the way to their miracle, and all those different things. And we do that at Vine Fellowship Network. You can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org at the Dream Center in our network. But there's plenty of churches that do that across the land, and it's just exciting. I want to pray with you right now. We got to go. But comment below. We want to hear from you. As a matter of fact, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. These are exciting days. Share with us what's going on around you as well. Father God, just bless our audience. I thank you for this word. We receive it, Lord. Let that tsunami red wave come. Lord, I pray right now, Father God, for all the midterm elections, God, that you would just have your way, that we have a righteous Supreme Court, a righteous Congress, a righteous House of Representatives, a righteous Senate, a righteous executive branch, judges across the land, change them out, schools, fill them with your glory. Lord, touch, Lord, our Secretary of Education, Bessie DeVos, Lord, empower her. Flip our education back to you. Change our universities, God. Bring light. Invade our campuses across the land with light. God, we ask you, Lord, end abortion. Send this revival. Send this great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.